Good morning. It's Richard Lannan, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, our guest is Sandra Altner, CEO of Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. Now, you can actually check them out at www.wecm.ca. That is wecm.ca. We're going to chat today about entrepreneurship and business opportunities for women. But first, a little story. Look both ways before you cross the street. Use your eyes, use your ears, and then use your feet. Do you remember that expression from when you were a kid? I know I do. I don't quite recall where I learned it. Maybe grade school, from my parents, Cub Scouts, cadets. Well, hopefully maybe I knew it before I went into the cadets. But I've learned some very valuable lessons from my time in grade school, and lessons you can actually apply to business. It never ceases to amaze me what we learn and where we can apply it. In business, I guess, it is best that we understand our markets, our customers, our business, our finances, before, just maybe before we cross the street, before we take action. There is nothing worse than offering a service or a product that nobody wants, somebody doesn't want to buy. You know, maybe it's like getting hit by a car when you cross the street. Now, I don't wish that on anybody. I think that's not a good thing at all. But I think we can be prepared before we take action. Use your eyes. I guess use your eyes is all about observation, checking things out. Could you imagine that before you stepped into your business that you spent some time actually observing what your potential customers are doing or what the vendors want or what's going on in the marketplace around you and how powerful that actually might be? I guess if you wanted to do some observation, you'd probably go to places that are called unique gathering places, the UGPs, the unique gathering places of your customers. And what are they doing? Heck, what is it they need and what they want? Use your ears. I guess that's about listening, about hearing what's going on. I guess if we take that childhood lesson and we say, use your ears, then I guess we're talking about listening to our customers or our potential customers. What are their needs? What are their wants? What are their pops? That's a nice one. Pops. Points of pain. Pops. What is it that they need? And what are they challenged with? Use your feet. I guess that's about creating a plan and taking action. In this case here, I'm talking about a business plan. And business plans have a lot of different pieces to them, a lot of moving pieces to a certain degree. You think about it, goals and objectives, mission, vision. What are you going to sell? Your products, your services? Well, those are a few things that would be in there. How about how you're going to approach your market, your marketing campaign? Maybe your sales approach and how you're going to close sales. Think about this one, your finances. What kind of money do you need to go into your business? What kind of loans and investments do you need? What's your return on investment going to be? Those are all very important pieces for any business organization, whether you're a startup or, hey, you've already been running for a while, or maybe you're successful and you're going through a change. There's no doubt there's lots of information. Solve some problem for your customers. You know, isn't that what entrepreneurs do? Most people in business need help. They need to go somewhere. Maybe all we're doing is seeking to decrease our risk and increase our opportunities to be successful. The need for an organization. Maybe an organization like the Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. They might be able to help. Yeah, use your eyes, use your ears, and then use your feet. And you may find yourself trained and supported to greater business success. We're sitting here today talking to Sandra Altner, CEO of Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Richard. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I've been really excited about meeting with you and everything. So this is the first time I met with you. And so, Sandra, I always like to start to show off a little bit about something a bit personal and everything. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself, the background, your career, where you came from, and what are you doing here in Winnipeg anyway?
Well, that's a good question. I ask myself that often. But I came here about 30-something years ago from New York City.
New York City to Winnipeg 30 years ago. That would have been a change.
Well, it was. It was a bit of a culture shock, I have to admit, but I'm certainly glad I came. Things worked out well. I got involved in a number of businesses, met wonderful people, built a life, put down roots, and it's my home now.
Yeah, it would be after 30-some-odd years. I'm the same way. I mean, I showed up in Winnipeg in 1977, and I've connected my roots in many ways, and it's an interesting place to be, Winnipeg, the center of our country, and I guess the center of North America in many respects. Your career background, what kind of organizations have you worked with?
I had my own business for many years in the area of management consulting.
Management consulting, of course. And, love the profession.
It is the best. You get to do everything and you meet terrific people and you get great projects. So it's a fun thing to do. I also was a senior policy advisor at City of Winnipeg for a couple of years.
So you've done some public work.
Executive director at Global College, University of Winnipeg, when Lloyd Axworthy was there, which was a wonderful and challenging position, very exciting. And of course, now at the Women's Enterprise Center.
Okay, so that's actually quite a nice varied career, from consulting to some public service and work to the college, to the educational background, then actually to the present organization. Tell us a little bit about sort of a high level bit about the organization presently that you are the CEO of.
Women's Enterprise Center is publicly funded by Western Economic Diversification, and our mandate is to work with women business owners in Manitoba to help them to either start or expand their businesses, sustain their businesses, help them with succession planning, whatever we can do to help them to make an impact on the Manitoba economy. We're one of four Western organizations, each of us autonomous, that are funded by Western Diversification, one in each region. And we really are formed to meet the needs, the special and specific needs of our regions. So we're not the same. We don't have the same names. The only thing that we have that's similar is the same funding and the same requirement to perform.
To perform. That sounds like you actually have quite the fascinating organization. We're speaking today to Sandra Altner, CEO of Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba, and you can check them out at wecm.ca. And this is Richard Lannan. You're listening to The SPAR, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan returning here for The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our guest today is Sandra Altner, CEO of Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. Before we went on to break, we were talking a little bit about the organization, and we'd like to expand a little bit more on that and maybe talk a bit more about some of the practices that the organization is getting into and some of the services. So, Sandra, what are some of the practices that you guys are into, I guess, in terms of the entrepreneur or enterprise development and the services that you provide?
Well, basically, to meet our mandate to increase the potential of success for women-owned businesses, we have three core services. The first is training. We work with clients in a variety of situations for both business start training and management training. We also have online business plan development and what we call our six-pack business plan development in-person classroom training, which is an excellent program. The second leg on our stool is the lending part. We have loans up to $150,000 for eligible businesses. And the third, of course, are the advisory services. We have a very talented and very competent, experienced entrepreneurial staff who get what it means to be in business. And they work with our clients in a variety of situations, whether it's sustainability, growth, succession planning, business development, expansion. They can work with any business that crosses our threshold. We work with women-owned businesses, of course. We are the Women's Enterprise Center, but we also have as our clients women who are in partnership. As long as they own 50% of the business and manage the business as well, have a leadership role in the business.
Yeah, so they need to be part of it, either working on the business or in the business to be for that sort of 50% or that criteria, I guess.
Correct.
The appropriate words. You talked a little bit about your training programs. Mm-hmm. Can you give a little bit more indication what some of those are? Like you said, the six-pack program. Right away, I was thinking six-pack in terms of muscular stomach, but then I thought six-pack in terms of, hey, I'm Canadian.
No, it's a six-pack because it's a muscular plan.
There you go.
It's a real plan that really does get the job done, because we really do believe that when the rubber hits the road, you have to be ready to go forward and you have to have all the information at your disposal. So our business planning six-pack has to do with doing market research, knowing who your clients and customers are going to be, what they want, where they go, what they eat, what they care about, what their preferred marketing channels are and what they listen to, and how many of them are there, and what's the viability of that market and the attractiveness of that market. So these are all things that you can research ahead of time and that are important to know, as well as, of course, who is the competition, what's going on in your industry, what are the benchmarks that you need to hit. And so that helps with your financial planning at the end of the day as well. So then we go into the marketing side of things. We're very big believers in digital marketing.
Okay.
And all of the things that pertain there too. So we can go into a bit more information on that a little later on if you like. But what are the marketing channels? How much budget do you have? What are the business cycles? When are you going to market? When are you going to advertise? When are you going to sell? Because marketing is a combination of all of those things, as you very well know.
Sure.
Then the operational side of things and what are your hours? Are you a retail store? If you're service, what are the service aspects that you have to consider when you go into business? And from there, we talk about, of course, the development of the financial aspect. How do you build your financial plan? How do you think about, how do you develop a budget? What do you need to know about your cash flow? When the money comes in, when it goes out, how it works? How to figure out whether or not you're going to make a profit ahead of time? How do you, like your analogy of looking both ways, I think it's really important, especially when you're expanding a business as opposed to starting a business. Looking both ways means looking into the past to see what you've done before, garnering that information to make some decisions about your future, but also looking down the road to see what's going to be happening next and what are the trends and the different things that are going to have a relevance to your business so that you can plan around them. And taking all of that then in the last piece and doing a viability analysis. Does this make sense? Do the numbers come together? Is that client group out there that I need to work with? And if not, go back to the drawing board before you've put a single penny on the line, before you've put your house up, before you've put your reputation on the line. You better know whether or not there's even a viable, reasonable chance of success.
And that's actually quite important. I mean, there's an old expression, hopefully I get it right. We don't plan to fail, we fail to plan. I think I got it right.
You got it right. Yeah.
And it sounds to me like your whole six-pack program, and hopefully I'm naming it right or I'm saying it right, is really supports that expression or is part of making sure that you are planning to be very successful in your business overall.
It does, and
yeah,
it is.
It does. So that's the training side, and that's actually quite the involved program. I mean, going from research to the financial thinking, to the market thinking, to the viability of your business, right down to how you're going to operate your business and everything, too. And I know sometimes when I've worked with my clients, I've actually even asked them what kind of culture they want, and they look at me, well, shouldn't it be like everybody else? I'm saying, no, this is your business. You're probably going to put your own internal brand on it. What does that look like at the end of the day?
Well, in the operational part, of course, the human resources is key. And that is not just how to go out and recruit the people that you need to be working with you and to do the things that you need to have done to be the front face of your organization.
Yeah.
How to treat them, you know, what you want them to believe, how to train them properly so that they carry out your mandate and your vision. That's very much part of our operational approach.
Yeah, no doubt. And I know really big right now, too, in terms of dialogue and talking to clients is marketing campaigns. What's your campaign calendar? I'm using quotation marks as I'm speaking to you. But I hear that so often is what's your campaign calendar? And I think that's an important piece that might be just part of your plans, too. We're speaking to Sandra Altner, CEO of Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. And basically, we're talking a bit about entrepreneurship and about the women's enterprise and developing businesses and what you need to do to go forward and to be successful. This is Richard Lannan of The Spar. We'll be right back. It's Richard Lannan of The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Have you ever wondered what makes a business champion? I know I do. Today, we're looking at it from the perspective of the women's enterprise and women entrepreneurs and enterprise perspective. I think truly, though, business champions, people need to work together and unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. Maybe that's what sparring's all about, sparring to be business champions. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Sandra Altner, CEO of Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. Now, you can check them out at wecm.ca. That is wecm.ca. We'll also do the SPAR 123 Business Champion Knockout Tips, the things you must do in your business to be successful. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan of the SPAR. where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our guest today is Sandra Altner, CEO of the Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. Now, just before our break, we were talking a bit about plans and the six-pack and the importance of that. But, Sandra, there's a really cool expression. I was reading through your annual report. I can't resist. I have to do a little bit of research ahead of time. And I saw the words ownership linkage. I think it was in maybe the first page, the first paragraph and everything. And I went, oh, my gosh, what are such cool words tied together. What does ownership linkage mean? What's that all about?
That's a very important part of a policy governance board. We're very fortunate in our board, both in terms of its structure and its content.
Yeah. But now, you're a nonprofit organization.
Is that correct?
Okay. So that would explain why you have a governance board or board of directors.
Correct. Right. And our board chair, very astute woman, Carol Hiscock, is very supportive of the ownership linkage portion of policy governance. And what that has, what that is when it's home, is talking to all of the aspects of the community that you serve that could provide to you information that you need to really achieve, to set your strategic objectives.
Okay.
So it could be the our business network partners like the Community Futures or the Canada Business Service Center. It could be a group of business people like the Business Council. It could be our funders. Anybody out there who really cares about entrepreneurship and particularly about women entrepreneurs who has wisdom or experience or is doing efforts in this area, they're grist for our mill, and we really want to hear from them. We want to hear about them and what they think about the future, and we'd like them to know more about us. So there's a very strong ownership linkage activity that occurs at the board level and is very important to the future of the organization, because it's that that we use to do our strategic planning.
Your planning. I noticed, I think in the text somewhere, it said it was something about the transition from an operational board to a strategic board. Please correct me. I want to make sure I got that correct.
That's entirely correct. It's a move to a policy board. It's
policy
more called
board.
The policy board, and that is a board that sets the policy for the organization and then monitors how the organization achieves the strategic outcomes and maintains the policy that's set by the board. So the board has a very important role in representing the public, because we are using public funds, but the board is not hands-on. It doesn't make decisions about loans. It doesn't tell me what to spend on marketing. It doesn't tell us what to have for dinner. It stands back from that and assumes that because they have a professional staff in place, that we know enough to run the organization properly. We answer to them. My reporting is quite detailed at every board meeting.
Yes.
The board knows exactly what's going on, and they know what they're supposed to do and what we're supposed to do. It's very, very clear roles and responsibilities. That's the beauty of a policy governance board.
No, I agree. And governance is so important today in business, actually in private organizations and even, public organizations and private organizations. There are many organizations that are private organizations that are seeking to have advisory boards, and very similar in the sense of they develop a bit of a governance so that the board knows exactly what they're responsible for and not interfere with the operations of the business.
It's so important, especially when you're working with public funding.
Sure,
that accountability to the public trust is essential.
Yeah, and you have, you talked a little bit about previously about ownership linkage, what we're talking about, just stakeholders, multiple stakeholders that all impact the organization, and they all have a voice, and you got to listen to their voice, but hopefully they're listening to you too. You know, that is such a very complex relationships, right? That we can actually engage in. I'm a big believer in stakeholder analysis, so I like to understand whenever I get involved in any organization who all the stakeholders are and what is it their expectations are, and then in terms of moving forward, what do we need to do from there? So that's actually really cool. Now, I was also reading through your report, The Message from the CEO. yes, I have it here in front of me. And you wrote this piece that I just loved, and I thought I'm going to ask you to explain it. And by the way, I'm to our listeners, I am going to read it directly and quote it directly. So hopefully I do well on this. Your reach is measured by the distance from the tip of the right hand to the tip of the left hand when the arms are stretched out as far as possible to each side. While a tool in each hand can extend the span, there is a limit imposed by physical capability or capacity. Right. So what exactly does that mean? Well, explain that, because I just thought it was such a great piece.
Well, as you could see from the annual report, it's all about partnerships and collaboration. And that's based on this very simple principle. I tend to write visually. I see things, and so I write. And so when I think about partnerships, I think about linkages.
Okay.
Right? Again, it's like the ownership linkage. And so when you stretch your arms out at furthest reach, it means that's what you can do by yourself.
Yes.
And you
yes.
can have tools to make
expand
that, to explain,
sure.
to do
sure.
that. But even a tool in each hand can only get you so far. But when you start connecting up with the people around you, and then that just multiplies exponentially what you can actually accomplish. So for me, when I wrote that, that was my visual on how we get things done at the center and
okay.
how we connect up with other people and organizations to carry out events and ideas and programs that we couldn't do on our own.
It sounds like it's a bit of innovation and collaboration sort of brought together. Is that okay? So using those words,
with a dash of synergy.
With a dash of synergy. I love it. I love it. It's a recipe.
That's
recipe
right.
for success. Yeah, with a dash of synergy. So that's basically what that whole message means and everything. Is there any other piece, like any other organization that you guys sort of are involved with that maybe supports that in some way?
Oh, so many that we've really been involved with in the years that I've been there. But in particular, one that we just created in the last couple of years, it's called the Women's Enterprise Organizations of Canada.
Okay.
And that consists of organizations like ours that exist in different places nationally throughout the country, where we work together to share best practices and to create standards for our own business.
Wow, that actually sounds like quite the endeavor. You're listening to Richard Lannan of The Spar. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan, and you're listening to The Spar. We're creating business champions today with Sandra Altner, CEO of Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. And this is the 1-2-3 business champion knockout tips, the things you must do to be a champion, to be a success in your business. Now, Sandra, we were talking about this just during the break, this one little piece. What are your 1-2-3 tips that we can share with the listeners?
Okay. One is, know every single thing you can about your customer. Two, do not be afraid of your numbers. 3, seek financing when you don't need it.
Seek financing when you don't need it. Okay, let's take a look at each one of those and some detail here. So number one, and hopefully I remember them in order because I just sort of have a few little notes here. Know everything it is about your customers. Can you elaborate on that for us, please?
In this age of digital marketing, you can't mass market. Everything is customized. So if you know what all your segments are and what those segments like and where they are and who they are and what they need, then you're much better able to really create a proper marketing campaign that speaks to the needs of every one of your customer segments in the right way using the right channels.
Okay. So let's break that. I mean, we're talking about market segmentation in terms of customers. And you know what? There's a little game I like to play. You know what the game is? Pick a square. And that's what I call it. So just for our listeners, if you've never heard the term market segmentation before, it's like picking a square. And inside that square are very specific information about a very specific thing. In this case here is a customer. And in your business, you can actually have a couple of squares that you can go to. And in that square, you might actually just provide certain information to a certain square or a certain segmentation. Is that okay?
Using a certain channel.
Using certain channels.
But you know, today it's even more fine-tuned than that. It's,
oh.
You know, even within those squares, within those segments, there are segments.
Yes.
So you end up really with messages that you can have 100 messages to your different clients, and they're all going to be a little bit different because your clients are all a little bit different.
They're all a little bit different. So I know we could get into some of the terminology from demographics to psychographics, and I suspect that some of the things that you actually would learn at your organization too. Now, number two was know your numbers. Did I get it right?
Don't be afraid of your numbers.
Don't be afraid of your numbers.
Yeah, we have a program that speaks to that I'm going to talk about a little bit more later, but the important thing is knowing what you've done, what your numbers mean, what your financial statement says. Do an analysis. Don't take it from your accountant and stick it on a shelf after you've given it to CRA, because that is a gold mine. And my gold mine, which is the program we have at Women's Enterprise Center
to
increase the financial acumen of women entrepreneurs, is really about looking at the work that you've done, the financial work that your company has produced, your store or your service has produced, and then building a diagnostic around it and building on that to figure out strategically the direction you need to take.
Yeah, and your numbers in many respects don't lie, you know. And I'm amazed at how many people I meet in business and they'll say to me, well, I'm not a numbers person. And I am. So I'm the opposite. I understand numbers. But I sit there and I think to myself, like, you need to know your numbers because it's the whole thing. It's no different than, and oftentimes I've explained it this way to people that, you know, when you go to the bank for to buy a house or to put money in a savings account, you generally like to know what's there and you like to know what you're getting back from it. Well, wouldn't you want to do that for your business too? Like, that's the simple explanation.
Exactly. And that leads to my third point, really, sure. Which is about going for finance when you really don't need it.
Yeah, ask for money when you don't need
it. If you go
it.
To the bank and you say, I'm desperate, I can't pay my bills, you know, the likelihood of your getting money at that point is much less than you look at your cash flow, you see what's going to be happening 6 months down the line, and you go to your bank and say, look, here's my business cycle, here's where I need money from you, here's where I can pay it back, which is what they want to hear, of course.
Yes.
And so, you know, could we have some now? And the likelihood is the probability is so much greater because they know you've planned. They know you've planned not just for the need and the scarcity at that point, but when they're going to get paid back. So that's of great interest to them. And then you can plan ahead and know that you can buy your inventory for Christmas or meet your summer demand because you will have the resources in place to be able to do that.
Yeah, and that's so important to actually, you know, those things. So the three were, again, know your customers, know your numbers, or not be afraid
of
your numbers.
Don't be afraid of your numbers.
And get money before you need it.
That's right.
Those are the three things. And those are actually extremely important. Oh,
and
you got
another
one.
To the Women's Enterprise Center.
To the Women's Enterprise Center for more information. Now, I know that you talked a little bit about My Gold Mine. You said you were speaking during the break. You wanted to speak to that, so you squeezed it in. Super, super great. Now, is that a separate program that starts at a certain time? Is that like a program that just starts any time, or how's that work?
No, it happens twice a year.
Okay.
We send notices around to people. It's really by invitation in a way. It's a fee-for-service program.
Sure, sure.
And we keep it to 10 people at a time because there's so much personal information. This is a program that allows women to actually bring their numbers to the table. So there are two classroom sessions and then customized one-on-one meetings with our financial advisor, with our business advisor, to actually work with the numbers that are in the business. So at the end of the day, you've got tools to go forward with.
Yeah. And isn't that really what it's all about? It's about giving entrepreneur tools to actually move forward with. It sounds to me like you have quite the fascinating organization. Out of curiosity, how many people work at your organization? Because I'm starting to see hundreds here, but how many people
are
there?
Well, there are 12 people doing the job of 30. That's
12 people
like
doing the job of 30. And we all appreciate you and you're acknowledged for that. Right? 12 people. And are there any special other services that you provide?
I think that we do coaching. We certainly work with women who think they might want to get into business, have some ideas that they might want to try down the road, or those who have been in business for a decade and want to become gazelles. They want to grow that business. They want to do international business. They want to get into export. So we have a couple of programs that we work with to do that.
So there are some opportunities there too.
Oh, yeah.
I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to interview somebody about emerging markets. And it's so important that that in Manitoba, that's an area that we look at because our global economy, I mean, that's what we are, and it has changed so much. This is Richard Lannan. You've been listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. We'll be back with our guest shortly. It's Richard Lannan, and welcome back to the show, The Spar. We're creating business champions, and today with Sandra Altner, CEO of the Women's Enterprise Center of Manitoba. And as I mentioned, you can check them out at wecm.ca. Now, Sandra, I've really had a great time having you on the show. I do have one final question for you. If there was one final message that you'd like to leave or a piece of information you'd like to share with our listeners, what would that be?
Richard, I guess that has to do with never stop learning. I think no matter what point you are in your business career, there's always something new that you can learn to make your business more successful and to take the next step in your business development.
Isn't that really what it's all about now, lifelong learning?
Yes.
This is Richard Lannan. You've been listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. I want to thank you for tuning in.